The list of Western kidnap victims in Iraq grew by three today as insurgents took an even more aggressive approach to hostage-taking. Gunmen took two Americans and a Briton from their home in a Baghdad neighborhood this morning. All three men worked for a construction company based in the United Arab Emirates. NPR's Peter Kenyon is in Baghdad. Peter, tell us what you can about this early morning abduction.
Well, Michelle, NPR has been to the scene today, as were many journalists. It's in a relatively well-to-do Baghdad neighborhood known as Al-Mansur. There you can find a number of embassies and well-defended large private homes. After speaking with the neighbors of these contractors and Iraqi officials, it appears that the night guard, the single unarmed Iraqi, we're told, who's usually posted at the gate of this house, may not have showed up for work last night. And then early this morning, armed gunmen did show up, and when one of the contractors went outside the gate to switch on the generator, according to one version, he was grabbed by one of the estimated 10 to 12 gunmen. They then got in without firing a shot, grabbed the other two contractors, and fled. The U.S. Embassy has identified the Americans as Jack Hensley and Eugene Armstrong, and that's essentially what we know at this point.
This brings the number of known Westerners now being held in Iraq to seven. These three contractors, two female Italian aid workers, and two French journalists. Do officials there perceive any sort of pattern to these abductions?
Well, they are happy to talk about the obvious pattern, which is that these insurgents who oppose the American presence here and the interim Iraqi government that it helped set up are determined to do all they can to derail the rebuilding of the country. These abductions are often used to intimidate foreign companies and, if possible, foreign countries into withdrawing from Iraq. We've seen Jordanian and other companies already announcing that they were stopping activities in Iraq in order to win the release of their employees. Just today, we saw new video images posted on a website that appear to show three kidnapped truck drivers being shot to death. These images have not been verified yet. On the other question of a pattern, who gets targeted, it's partly those who are less well defended. In the case of the Italian aid workers and to some extent the French journalists, some people in both of those countries were shocked that their nationals would be taken in light of their opposition to the war. But security experts say what really seems to matter is that they were relatively soft targets, to use the military phrase. On the other hand, if you're behind heavy fortifications, you're subject to mortars and rocket fire. But there is concern today that these kidnappers have moved from roadside abductions to an office building, in the case of the Italians, and now to a private home.
Now, we've been talking about the abductions of foreigners and Westerners specifically, but we should note that Iraqi families have been plagued by kidnappings for over a year now.
It does bear repeating. Ordinary Iraqis have been the victims of many kidnappings and all kinds of extortion since shortly after the Saddam Hussein regime fell. Any family with even a moderate income or assets is at risk. Doctors are fleeing. Parents are afraid to send their children to school. This is often like criminal activity. They want money, mainly. So anyone wondering why Iraqis are climbing the walls, this is a large part of the answer. These kidnappings are just so frequent that even the Iraqi press can't keep up with them. We should make one other point. When it's foreigners being kidnapped, there is also the political risk of being killed. The American and British embassies are working overtime now to win the release of these three men taken today.
NPR's Peter Kenyon speaking to us from Baghdad. Thank you, Peter.
You're welcome, Michelle.